it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Get down off them horses. I don't favor looking up to the likes of you.
And on that cheery note, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the coast. You, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, we talk about the platforms, devices, and various different ways you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe is fond of doing it, and he's got all the devices. Joe, let him know.
I'm going to let him know right now, Bob, and I'm going to start by letting him know about the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. Listen Live Link allows you to listen to the network as things happen, and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps. iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least, in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. Something we're happy and proud to be a part of. As you may know, we're doing some Army-Navy in December. That's going to be a lot of fun. Right around the corner, buddy. Looking forward to it down in Baltimore.
Sure am. A trip to Baltimore, Lolita Harbor. Hopefully the weather is as mild this year as it was for much of our trip last year to Philadelphia. If we can get that kind of weather, it'll be an absolute thrill, Bob. There's no doubt about that.
Yep, and you know you a little Inner Harbor. I'm counting on you to be my tour guide.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I got a couple of restaurants in mind. We'll have all kinds of fun. Up next, we got to hit the ground running. We'll start out by talking World Series, Game 6 and Game 7, then roll into the world of college football. We've got a guest coming up at the back of Hour 2. It's Spencer Tillman. We'll set the table as we move along in this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000-square-foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My kind of team, Charlie, is my kind of team.
High fly ball in the air to left. Cubs strike first. Tape measure shot by Chris Bryant. In the air to center, Naquin to his left, Chisholm roll, neither one gets it. One run scores. Here comes Zobrist, throw home. Safe as the ball gets away, and Russell ends up at third. And a big misplay out in right center. It's 3-0. High fly ball to left center, at the wall, grand slam. 7-0 Chicago. Rizzo into right field. This ball is out of here. 9-2. The lead is back to 7 here in the ninth inning.
And we have a Game 7 of the World Series. The audio of Game 6, courtesy of MLB on Fox. Joe Buck on the call. Bob, 9-2. Cubs rout the Indians in Game 6 of the World Series, and boy, has the worm turned as we have it deciding Game 7, all hands on deck for both sides in what should be a hell of a baseball game, Bob, after a Game 6 that saw the Cubs dominate from stem to stern.
Fair statement. Can't disagree with you at all. I mean, look, Cubs played their way back into this World Series, winning the elimination at home, hitting the road, and now the pressure is on the Cleveland Indians. I talked about it quite a bit on Monday, Joe, after recapping the weekend's events and the fact that should Chicago get it to a seventh game, as much pressure as there is from the city of Chicago for the Cubs to win this World Series, letting it get to a seventh game would be an extraordinary set of circumstances for Cleveland to have to deal with. And boy, Cubs took care of their business early and often in this baseball game.
Very true, Bob. And you know, we'll look ahead to Game 7 in a little bit, but it's certainly a situation where the worm turns. You go up 3-1, and all the pressure is on the team down 3-1 because it's not an all-hands-on-deck situation for you, and you have a margin of error. When you fritter away all that margin of error, clearly, all of a sudden, everything pivots. The pressure goes from the team that was down 3-1 to the team that allowed it to square up at 3-3. And it makes for a very interesting set of circumstances. And we'll get into that a little deeper as we get into a preview of Game 7. But you couldn't be more right. You talked about the fact that the Cubs struck early and often. And the three-run first, in many ways, was the difference. You know, Josh Tomlin looks like a routine first inning. He gets two quick outs, gives up a hit, gives up another hit. And all of a sudden, you're like, okay, a couple of guys on, a couple of guys out. I'm sorry, you get the Rizzo home run, I'm sorry, and then the hit. I apologize. You get the home run, and then the hit, and you're like, okay, it's 1-0. You get the routine fly ball that Tyler Naquin does not call off Lonnie Chisenhall. The miscommunication in the outfield. Couple of more runs score. And just like that, 1-0, we're out of the inning, we're moving forward, we can jump back into this game and even get on top, turns into 3-0. And it's kind of messy after one as Jake Arrieta comes in and he deals. He wasn't great, but he was very, very solid. And when he did get himself in trouble, like in the fourth, after the Cubs took the 7-0 lead on the Grand Slam home run by Addison Russell, as much trouble as he got in, he wiggled out only giving up a run. And I know he got a lot of help with the diving catch on the liner by Jason Hayward. But again, bases were loaded with the two outs. He gets the big strikeout and the sides retired. And even in that fourth inning, after it goes to 7-0, the Indians have a chance. If they can draw closer and do more damage than just the one run, they're right in this baseball game. That never happened, and I think as much as the first inning was pivotal for both the Cubs and Indians as far as setting the stage for how this game was going to go, and then, of course, the third where it becomes a 7-0 game instead of a 3-0 game, I think that rally getting snuffed out in the fourth, thanks to some great defense by Jason Hayward, some gutty pitching by Jake Arrieta, and a lack of clutch hitting by the Cleveland Indians, I think that was every bit as important, because if there was a stand to be made or a chance to make the comeback and trim something off of this margin, that was really the spot for the Cleveland Indians. And once that didn't happen, it really seemed, despite the scary moments where Madden ends up going to Aroldis Chapman, it seemed like it was a fait accompli that the Cubbies were going to take Game 6 at that point.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair assessment, because it you could see it take the air out of the bench. You could see it take the air out of the crowd. And from that point on, it was pretty much a fait accompli. And, you know, credit to the Cubs for not just easing off the accelerator. They played the game, the entire game, with intensity. The fielding for the Cubs, Joe, was sparkling in this baseball game. Turned double plays. You mentioned the Hayward stabs. You know, and for Cleveland, it let them down. And we talked about going into the series, two of the better fielding teams in baseball. Cleveland's fielding in their losses has not been particularly good, and it came back to bite them a bit yesterday.
Yeah, Tyler Naquin really killed them more than once in this Game 6. We talked about Jason Hayward, two huge plays in Game 7. And what can I say about Javier Baez and what he can do at second base? I don't care if he couldn't hit his weight. It doesn't matter. When you play second base like that, it's such a difference. And he has been that kind of difference maker in this series defensively at second base, and sure was last night in helping to limit the pitches that Aroldis Chapman had to throw, and also helping them get out of an eighth inning where it looked like Chapman was struggling and laboring a little bit after getting that final out in the seventh and perhaps hurting his knee a little bit and also being tired. So that was huge, because if he doesn't make that play, not only to get the double play, but even to save the single out on the errant throw,
right?
Who knows how that eighth inning turns out? So Javier Baez, huge again defensively. Hayward, we talked about the stab of the liner in the fourth. What about his throw in the ninth? If the Indians were going to make any rally after Chapman leaves and Joe Madden goes to his bullpen and brings in Pedro Strop, and he's made it clear outside of Chapman and Montgomery, he doesn't trust the rest of this bullpen. It could have got a little dicey for the Cubs, but Jason Hayward whines and deals a throw from right field to second base, and he throws out a slow-footed catcher, but nonetheless, he throws him out and snuffs out any chance for the Indians to make a final charge in this one, and the Cubs end up going on to victory. As you said, defense, one of the big keys in this game. The Indians didn't bring it last night, and it cost them dearly, and the Cubs did, and it really helped them hold on and get out of key situations with little or no harm.
See, and that's it. I think that's something that's going to be overlooked in discussion today. They're going to be talking about the Grand Slam, and they're going to be talking about Rizzo, and rightfully so. But there are opportunities for Cleveland throughout this game to get themselves back into it. And defensive gems on the part of the Cubs and defensive lapses on the part of the Indians really did make a big difference. And you talked about the play that Baez made, you know, being able to not only save the errant throw, but turn the double play as well. I mean, you know, for all the he saved it there, let's not forget about the range of Addison Russell actually getting to that baseball, you know, because he was positioned a little bit to his right, went all the way to his left to get it, and just made a magnificent stab on the ball. You know, it was not an easy play. And then, you know, Baez saved the rest. It was just an outstanding glove night for the Cubs. And I think something that perhaps in discussions around the country may get a little bit overlooked today.
Well, I don't know if they'll overlook it. We didn't. Up next, Bob, more on Game 6 and why the Cubs won and why the Indians lost and the many keys. We'll do that next on The Attack. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senor Roberto out on the West Coast. You know the drill. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. We're discussing this, some Cubs Cleveland. It's going to game seven.
It sure is, Bob. And, you know, really in the last segment, we discussed the many reasons why this 9-2 route for the Cubs came to pass. We talked about the first inning, and it really was a theme for the evening that you brought up that you think a lot of others that do what we do will kind of sweep under the rug. And if they are, they're making a mistake, because the great defense of the Cubs and the poor defense of the Indians was really one of the storylines of this game. And Tyler Naquin, again, you know, him and Lonnie Chisenhall not being able to communicate on what should have been a routine out to end the first inning and limit the damage to one run on Josh Tomlin and the Indians in the first was huge. It falls between the two of them, and it's a two-run single. It's a two RBI single. It's 3-0. You know, that was huge. And Naquin made other mistakes in this game as well. None as costly as that one. That one really in many ways sealed this thing and kind of set the direction for the game, as we talked about in the last segment. And again, Arrieta with the extra rest, he had a couple of more miles an hour on his fastball. Mm-hmm. His command wasn't always there. He was good. He wasn't great. He wasn't Madison Bumgarner-like or, you know, Corey Kluber-like in his Game 6 effort. But when staked to the big lead, you know, which went from 3-0 to 7-0 on the Addison Russell Grand Slam, he did enough, especially with the defensive help in the fourth. You know, again, as we talked about, Jason Hayward making a nice diving grab on that Jose Ramirez liner and limiting the Indians when they had a chance to close the gap to only one run. That really ultimately in many ways decided this. And really from there, was there other moments? Sure, there were. But ultimately, once that door is ajar at 7-0 and you only walk through it and get one run before it gets slammed on you, that really sealed the Indians' fate in this one. And I think in many ways, you saw that Terry Francona knew it, and he had to be mindful of Game 7 and notice he used the rest of his bullpen, but he didn't use the big three pieces. The rest of them got work to knock some rust off, but the big three got the needed rest, and they will be ready for Game 7. While on the other hand, because Joe Maddon doesn't trust his bullpen, despite having a huge lead throughout, he ends up having to go to Aroldis Chapman fairly early in this one, when I think he could have gotten a little more out of Jake Arrieta, or he could have pushed a little more with the only other arm in that bullpen he trusts besides Chapman, and that's Mike Montgomery.
Yep. I couldn't agree more. I found myself scratching my head with the lead. I did. And you know, look, we don't question Maddon very often, but I was thinking to myself, look, this game's in pretty comfortable shape when he brought in Chapman, and it was at that point. There were still things to happen, obviously, in the game that we talked about, but it was in pretty comfortable hands. I thought he was going to go the extra inning with Montgomery. As you said, I felt he could have gone an extra inning with Arrieta, but I understand the move to the pen. You don't want to chance anything in an elimination. I found myself scratching my head, and I'm wondering what Chapman is going to be able to bring. Now, look, he touched 100 on the gun last night again. But all these guys have wear and tear in their arms at this point in the season, Joe. And asking them to come back on back-to-back nights when it is all hands on deck, it just takes the one guy not having it because of what his use was the night before to destroy the series for you. Maybe it doesn't get to that point. I mean, maybe one team blows out the other team tonight. We'll see how it plays out. But I did find myself scratching my head.
I did as well. Number one, I probably would have had Arrieta start the seventh, to be perfectly honest. There was plenty of margin for error. And then I probably would have went to Montgomery. And then once Montgomery didn't fire, I might have given Montgomery a little more rope, too. I understand where this was at. And I also understand the Joe Maddon mindset of where this was at. Hey, We don't have any margin for error. I've got to make sure we win game six. I can't worry about game seven. That's a luxury Terry Francona has, and I don't. And it's not as though I have other options in my bullpen after Montgomery that I'm comfortable with. I don't trust Hector Rondon. I don't trust Travis Wood. I don't trust Pedro Strop. I don't want to go to these guys in important situations. So I'm left with little choice but to warm up my closer despite his workload on Sunday night. I'm taking advantage of the off day. I'm having him get me some length. And we'll worry about, you know, we'll worry about game seven when game seven happens, and that'll be tonight. But, you know, again, we heard after the game, and I guess it mimics what we've just said, but we did hear from Joe Maddon, courtesy of Fox, and he was asked on his reasoning for using Aroldis Chapman in that spot, and here's what he had to say.
Brought him in earlier because that's the part of the order he had to get out. He did not want the game to get away from you at that particular moment, so it all worked out well.
And that's it in a nutshell, Bob.
Yep.
They had no margin for error. I don't know if it's the approach I would have taken, but with the way both of these managers have managed their bullpens, none of us should be shocked as to how this all played out and why Joe Maddon and the Cubs did it the way they did. He doesn't have other pieces in that bullpen beyond Montgomery and Chapman that he trusts. Once Montgomery ends up in some trouble, he says, I'm not messing around. And I'm going to Aroldis Chapman. And I'm going to make sure I get to game seven. You know, once you get the home run in the ninth from Anthony Rizzo, and it's a seven-run game, at that point, you know, you get Pedro Strop up, you get Travis Wood up behind him, and basically you say to a bullpen you don't trust, hey, here's the deal. Guys, I need you to get three outs before you give up seven runs. Can you do that for me? And that's exactly what his bullpen did. Chapman had to come on and face the first batter of the inning just because everything happened so fast, and Pedro Strop wasn't ready yet. So he comes on. Pedro Strop comes on, relieves Chapman, and they take care of their business. And now you've got an all hands on deck game seven where winner is the world champion, loser is shrouded in disappointment, and their lengthy drought without a world championship will continue. I mean, that's really the story. I don't know if there's any storylines or any insight or any angle on game six that we missed before we roll into kind of a preview of game seven.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair assessment. The only thing that I will say is, and you know, again, it's nitpicking here. He's Joe bleeping Maddon, and I mean, he knows what he's doing. But Chapman tweaked his knee. He said he's fine.
He didn't look fine.
I know. He's thrown 62 pitches in the last two games that he's been in, albeit with a day of rest in between. With that being said, I scratched my head. This isn't second guessing. This is first guessing. If Chapman should come in tonight and not get the job done, the decision to use him in game six will come into play for Joe Maddon. It will. And people are going to bring it up again. But I understand why he did it. In his mind, it was the direction to go. And he's got him in game seven of the World Series. Who am I to question?
And that doesn't mean we have to agree with it. And as you said, neither of us is second-guessing. I mean, I know I said the same thing. I said, isn't there a little more rope here? And it just didn't go down that way. So as you said, the Cubs are now in a Game 7 of World Series, and they do have, you know, obviously Kyle Hendricks, who's pitched very well in the postseason, on full rest. Their opposite number is Corey Kluber, who's pitched brilliantly, but he's on short rest. They don't have much in the bullpen they trust. I don't know. We don't know how much they can get out of Chapman, but they'll be able to get some length if they need it out of some of their starters who will be available, whether it be John Lackey, whether it be John Lester to start an inning. You know, the issue with using him in tough spots with runners on and such is, number one, he's a starter and not used to coming in the middle of an inning. Number two, he couldn't hold me or you on at first base. So, you know, it's an issue to bring him in the middle of an inning with runners on because they can run all over him. These yips and this inability to throw the first base are an issue in a situation like that. So it's going to be interesting. But, you know, before we wrap up this segment, You talked about Chapman. We talked about the tweaked knee. Everybody indicated, you know, that he was fine. I'm not so sure. I've got some real, I saw him limping out there and kind of struggling with that knee a little bit between innings, number one. And number two, he talked about him still getting it up there at 100. Now, I know I'm splitting hairs here, but did you notice, forget the command aspect of it, I noticed a little loss of velocity.
Yep.
In Aroldis Chapman, he's a guy who regularly gets it up there 103 to 105. I saw a bunch of touching 100, but I saw an awful lot of fastballs at 98 and 99. By Chapman standards, that's a little slow, and that could be the difference between success and failure in a pivotal Game 7, and that's where we'll pick it up next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Join the conversation at 800-878-PLAY. But you be sure to keep it where it is.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
I really anticipate a lot of the same. I do. He's a very strong young man. And, again, I'll talk to him later today and tomorrow. But I think he's going to be fine, honestly.
That's Joe Maddon on Fox about the availability of Aroldis Chapman for a pivotal Game 7. And that brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. And I hear Joe Maddon but I don't know that I necessarily buy it. I don't know that I could be the only one who saw the velocity go down and the command go down in that eighth inning, and then the one batter in the ninth, which he walked. And I would have some real concerns about what I'm going to get out of Aroldis Chapman. And again, as we said in the last segment, Bob, it's not second guessing, it's first guessing. We understand the logic, and Joe Maddon, we've heard him right out of his mouth explain the logic of using Chapman there. We just don't agree with how he deployed his bullpen and how early he pulled Jake Arrieta in this one. And we think while they're in a Game 7 and you needed to get there, we think they could pay a heavy price in Game 7 as a result. And I think both of us agree that he more than likely would have been in a Game 7 had he stretched Arrieta and stretched Montgomery a little bit, and he wouldn't have had to expose Chapman, and he would have had Chapman on a full complement of rest and ready to roll in a pivotal and deciding Game 7 of the World Series.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty fair assessment, I think. And, you know, Joe, I was very careful in the using of my word when I said touched 100 for a reason. He hasn't been consistently in the triple figures in this game. And, you know, you take it back to Game 5 and, Game 4, where of his 39 pitches, I believe it was 39, 17 of them were over 100 miles an hour, and a bunch of them were 102, 103. With that kind of motor on his fastball, that's a difference than what I saw last night. And asking him to come back, and if the knee is tweaked a little more seriously than what he is saying, and, you know, it is what you and I are thinking, it's obviously something to keep an eye on. And like I said, should it go wrong, which, you know, again, we're anticipating, but that's what we do. He's going to come into question on his usage in Game 6. Look, they're there. They're in Game 7. So it's hard to criticize, and maybe this is all a moot point come tomorrow morning where we're chatting about it. But the reality is Joe Maddon made, in my eye, a questionable decision. We'll see whether or not they pay a price.
And they may well, Bob, and I think the decision all boiled down to one thing. He doesn't trust the rest of that bullpen outside of Montgomery.
Yeah.
And that may cost him dearly in this Game 7, because if he had just one more guy out there beyond Montgomery that he could trust, he's probably not having to go to Chapman. If he could have trusted a Pedro Strop or a Hector Rondon, you know, guys that have been key pieces to this bullpen all year long, you know, had he been able to trust any one of them, we're not seeing Chapman. Unfortunately, the inability to trust those guys in Joe Maddon's mind forces him in his mind to go to Chapman to make sure to secure Game 7. He said it himself, and we heard him say it. I don't want the game to get away from us, because they have no margin for error. If it gets away from them, guess what? There is no Game 7, and you've saved Aroldis Chapman for nothing. So I get it. We still don't agree with it. We still think they get there without using him. We're still second-guessing him. But we do understand his logic. And, you know, now you go to a Game 7. You got a very intriguing starting pitching matchup. You have a Cubs lineup that, when Kyle Schwarber is in it, they get additional length. Putting him in that two-hole and moving everybody else back has extended that lineup and made it incredibly lethal. And that's going to be something huge, because Schwarber's been great when we've seen him, not only getting big hits, drawing key walks, and then allowing the rest of the lineup behind him to see better pitching with runners on. And boy, have they laced the football. Have they laced the baseball? Rizzo, Bryan, Zobrist, Addison Russell. And it's paid huge dividends for the Chicago Cubs, and having Schwarber in the lineup and suddenly extending that lineup and really camouflaging some of the guys that haven't been able to hit with any consistency in this series, the Javier Baez's and the Jason Haywards. And you can keep their brilliant gloves in the game without fear that their bats are going to ruin your season, because with Kyle Schwarber in that lineup, you get big contributions from the entire meat of your order, and it's an extended meat of the order that's producing great dividends.
Well, you know, early on in the playoffs and in the series, you were not getting any consistent hitting, as you said. Cleveland coming into this was looking at the lineup going, all right, we got a lot to face here. They were fortunate in that there was inconsistency throughout the lineup. Everybody's pretty much heating up at this point except Hayward. And, you know, you look at Baez, he's up to 270 in the series. Anthony Rizzo's up to 274. Chris Bryant has hit the whole series. You know, Schwarber is hitting. Dexter Fowler, he's got a couple of offers in a row, which you don't like to see, but he has been pretty good for the most part. So they're back to that. There's no rest in their lineup point now, and it's got to be worrisome for Cleveland. The bats have come to life for Chicago.
Well said, Bob, and now we go to Game 7. And again, very intriguing starting pitching matchup. Kyle Hendricks, who's been great this postseason and had a terrific year, opposed by Corey Kluber, who's been even better this postseason. He's on short rest. It's a very, very intriguing starting pitching matchup. I think they're evenly matched. They're well matched. We talked about the pressure. The pressure, I guess it's all hands on deck deciding Game 7. There's pressure on everybody. But certainly the Indians have to be feeling that collar tightening around their neck a little bit, in that everybody had already concluded that they were going to be celebrating a World Series championship in Cleveland, their first since 1948, because they were up 3-1, and the statistics say that when you're down 3-1 and have to go on the road to win the last two games of the series to win the World Series, you don't have a very good chance. Down 3-1, it's a 13.6% chance when you got to go on the road to finish things out. When you're down 3-2, it goes up to 21.3. I guess when it's all knotted at 3 apiece and Game 7's on the road, all of a sudden it's a coin flip. So the pressure clearly in many ways reverts to the Cleveland Indians, who have to be stinging from the fact that you're up 3-1 and you couldn't close this out. And now it's all hands on deck Game 7. You're facing a starter on full rest. You're bringing a great starter of your own who's been brilliant on short rest. But again, it's another start on short rest for the Cleveland Indians. If there's one saving grace for them, their bullpen is rested. Andrew Miller will be ready to go and give them a lot of innings. Cody Allen will be rested, ready to give them multiple innings. Brian Shaw, rested and ready to give them multiple innings. But like every other game in this series, if Cleveland doesn't have a lead after 4 or 5 innings, the fact that they have the bullpen rested is not a big advantage, because the truth of the matter is they can't use it and deploy it the way they want to. So Cleveland's got to strike first. And in this series, it's been so much more important, because whoever strikes first gets to go to their bullpen and gets to use their stud or studs early. And for Cleveland, because of the starters and the limited number of quality starters because of injury, and the fact that they have to use everybody on short rest and they can't get a lot of length out of some of these starters, their bullpen and getting to it early and having that lead early is such a huge advantage. So it's really incumbent upon the Indians to score first. And when they had the 3-1 advantage, that's what they did. They scored first and shortened the games. In the last two games, they haven't been the ones that have scored first, and they haven't been able to use that advantage. So I think it's incumbent upon both teams to be the team that scores first. That will be the huge advantage in this game. And I'm really a believer whoever scores first in this Game 7 will ultimately end up being the team that wins the Game 7 and wins the series.
I think that's a distinct possibility, and it's very well said. You know, look, it's the game plan of both managers. It's how they've been doing things. It's how they've been winning throughout the postseason. And Corey Kluber is looking to match something that hasn't been done since Mickey Lolich back in 68. And he's not going to get the rope that Mickey Lolich got back in 68. Kluber has gotten the job done every single time they've asked him. He's 4-1 in the postseason. And look, he's a gamer, Joe. He's one of those guys, and you and I, we like guys of this kind of temperament. He's a laid-back dude who doesn't apparently feel pressure. Well, there ain't no more pressure than being at home after a 3-1 lead going into a Game 7 in the World Series against everybody's darling, the Chicago Cubs. Kluber, I liked his response. He said, "This has been a blast. I'm loving this. I'm ready to go out there and get it done." The thing is, though, he's not going to get too much rope. And I think you're spot on right. If they can get up a couple of runs early, no matter how Kluber is throwing, I don't think that Francona is going to get away from his game plan. If Kluber puts a base runner on in the fourth inning and there's a couple of hard hit outs, he'll go right to Andrew Miller to get it done. I mean, he's not going to hesitate. And nobody can blame him, even if Kluber is bringing it a bit. It's the formula that's worked. So I want to see how it plays out. I think you're spot on right. Let's see what happens with Cleveland and their ability to get on the board first. If they do, I think they will win the game. If they don't, I agree with you. I think they'll lose the game.
That's it in a nutshell. I mean, I don't really have anything else. And, you know, it's a battle of teams who have not won World Series in what seems forever. The Indians in 1948 and the Cubs in 1908. So whoever wins snaps a long streak. And if it's the Cubs, well, it's the end of the lovable losers. And if it's the Indians, guess what? Cleveland, the sports capital of the United States. Well, until football has the stage to itself, because they're not the capital of anything.
As we've been saying for a while.
Although, if you want to extend it to Columbus, Ohio State's pretty damn good in college football as well. And everybody in Cleveland is an Ohio State fan. There's nobody else they root for in college football. You walk around Cleveland, and you'll see as many Ohio State hats as you'll see Cleveland Browns hats or Cleveland Indians or Cleveland Cavalier hats.
Hey, listen, you and I have been in college towns many a time, and you know, it's not only a lifestyle, it is religion.
Yep. Well said, Bob. A couple of more things. Some quick numbers that I think are interesting from this World Series. You know, we talked about how great Addison Russell was yesterday. He tied a record, 6 RBIs in a single World Series game with Albert Pujols, Hideki Matsui, and Bobby Richardson back in 1960. And also, they mentioned it in the, and I know you were up for the on-field post-game interviews. He's the second youngest guy to hit a grand slam in the World Series behind a 21-year-old Mickey Mantle.
Yep, double
so,
M.
Some pretty interesting little nuggets that come out of this statistically, but we're now ready for the all-hands-on-deck Game 7. When we come back, Bob, I thought this would be an interesting way to tie a bow around our baseball coverage. It may swing into the beginning of the second hour, but I'm going to ask you this. Has baseball become our national pastime again? I'll probably answer the question for you next on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Granger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Granger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Granger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop,
for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Yeah, maybe. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. Joe, you raised a question before we went to break. Is baseball again a national pastime? I am hesitant to say it's all the way back, but I think there's certainly the possibility. But I also think that we have become and are becoming a melting pot of what's the favorite sport. Football is definitely on the decline. Baseball has had its moments where it did decline, but now it seems to have come back to peak popularity. And don't forget the perfect storm this year of all the stuff that's going on with football, all the reasons we've discussed about not being as popular, and a Cub-Cleveland matchup that's pretty much appealing to everybody is helping. And let's not forget the NBA and the terrific marketing job they've done in making it a global sport and immensely popular and increasing in popularity as we speak.
Well, you know, Bob, it's interesting, and it's a discussion that may start hour two, but usually when it comes to Sunday sports ratings, the NFL owns Sunday, and they own Sunday in prime time. They didn't own it this go-around. You put on Eagles-Cowboys in prime time, you figure if you're the NFL, you figure you're going to win. I don't care who's in the World Series. The NFL got its rear ends handed to them. Sunday Night Football scored an 11-6 in the ratings. Game 5 of the World Series, a 15-3. So I leave you with that bit of information to chew on as we step aside. When we come back to start hour two, maybe we'll talk a little bit about whether baseball has again become the national pastime and eclipsed the National Football League, and maybe the NFL no longer owns Sunday. We'll step aside right now and then come back at you with a jam-packed hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's somebody out there shooting police officers.
Two Iowa police officers shot and killed overnight, apparently shot ambush style as they sat in their respective patrol cars.
It doesn't look like there was any interaction between these officers and whoever the coward is that shot them while they sat in their cars.
Des Moines Sergeant Paul Parizic saying the first officer was shot as he sat alone in his patrol car. The second cop was responding to the first shooting and was also found shot to death in his car a short time later. Parizic Music saying as they search for the suspect, there's a clear and present danger to all police in that region, and the public is also at risk.
When we came out hitting the baseball, we looked more normal.
That's Chicago Cubs manager Joe Maddon after his team beat the Indians in Game 6 last night, tying up the series with a decisive 9-3 victory at Progressive Field in Cleveland, where they'll play the finale tonight. This is USA Radio News.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton lashes out at a Donald Trump supporter who turns up at one of her rallies in Florida yesterday and yells that her husband is a rapist.
I am sick and tired of the negative, dark, divisive, dangerous vision and behavior of people who support Donald Trump.
With more from the campaign trail, here's correspondent Terry Moore.
At a rally in Pennsylvania, Republican Donald Trump went after Obamacare.
If we don't repeal and replace Obamacare, we will destroy American health care forever.
Trump said Republicans are ready to move quickly to get rid of Obamacare. Campaigning in Florida, Democrat Hillary Clinton again argued that Trump cannot be trusted with America's nuclear weapons.
Because he does not have the temperament to be our commander-in-chief and handle those responsibilities.
I'm Terry Moore.
And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, November 2nd, and that's the Rite Aid 1 of 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, November 2nd. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Vermont Senator and former presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders slamming pharmaceutical companies for the high prices they charge for insulin.
So you have an insane situation in which people are dying because they can't afford the medicine they need or getting much sicker than they should just so these companies can make outrageous profits.
In a series of tweets that includes a 2.5-minute produced video, the Vermont senator targets Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk. He also calls for making it easier to import lower-priced drugs from other countries. The tweet sent shares of Eli Lilly lower yesterday. A report says people whose Facebook usage leads to offline interactions tend to live longer than Facebook lurkers do. Randy Fuller has more.
Researchers at UC San Diego reported that Facebook users with average to large social networks live longer than those with a small group of friends. That's assuming that the online interactions are complemented by real-life activity. They also say that in a given year, an average Facebook user is 12% less likely to die than someone who doesn't use the site at all. Randy Fuller, San Diego.
And the nation's airlines prepping for more Thanksgiving travelers than last year, they say. They expect to fly over 27 million people between November 18th and 29th, an average of more than 2.25 million travelers every day. The days right before and after the long weekend are expected to be the busiest. An airline industry trade group says Thanksgiving Day will be the lightest travel day. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, it's a John Wayne opening day, isn't it, Joe?
Sure is. Maybe he's the only guy left in the computer.
It could be. Last man standing.
There are very few guys in that computer that are still standing. Most of them are already laid out with dirt shoveled on top of them.
Most of them are prone and have certain critters crawling around them. Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the Attack Hour 2. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Spencer Tillman at 40 after the hour. That's going to be cool. We have a lot to talk about. We'll have some spillage. Joe raised a good question going into the end of the last hour and whether or not baseball is back. And I'm not quite sure it ever went away, but we'll chat about that on the other side for a little while, Joe. But let's talk to them about the platforms that you can get this terrific show on, and there's plenty of them.
Well, if you're listening, you know how to get here, but we'll remind everybody, like we always do, you can check us out on sportsbyline.com. It's our award-winning website. There's a Listen Live link. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews, that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's those great apps again. On the go, they're great. You can download them all. There's iHeartRadio, there's TuneIn Radio, there's Stitcher Radio. They're downloadable to any device. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And then finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline. Most especially, we hope, the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. And look, it's we talk about the service. We talk about what you do for the country. Believe me when I tell you, we greatly appreciate it.
And we'll see all of you in Baltimore for Army Navy, and we're always excited about that. And we'll give you more details as we have that cemented. But up next, Bob, we finish our discussion about whether baseball is back as the national pastime and what it means to the NFL. That and a whole lot more next up, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY and your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsBylineUSA. That's all next on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And we never give up. You know, it's all about never giving in and having the heart of a champion.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We had a fun hour two. We promise you We promise you a fun hour two as well. Getting ahead of myself there. Joe, you raised a good question going into the end of hour one about whether or not baseball is back as the national pastime. And I thought about it on the timeout we had. And honestly, I don't know that it's ever gone away, but I certainly understand the direction you're coming from in that football is the national sport. And has been for quite a while. And you mentioned the ratings on Monday night, and a lot of people saw it, took notice of it, and it was a very accurate thing to talk about in that the NFL owns Sunday night, particularly with that kind of matchup. Not so much this time around, and whether that's a trend that's going to continue remains to be seen. Because again, I think you got the perfect storm of matchups here in the World Series. But you and I both agree that football's on the decline, and maybe it's happening a bit more rapidly than either one of us anticipated for a lot of reasons. Now, we'll see how and if the ratings go up after the election cycle is over. But all the other things that we've discussed in great detail, from domestic violence to Colin Kaepernick, have all come into play, and it's an opportunity for the other major sports to regain some territory and, you know, look over that other shoulder, because basketball is coming up fast in the rearview mirror.
Exactly right. The NBA, number one, their relationship, the league's relationship with its players association, its use of social media being light years ahead of the NFL or Major League Baseball. And diversity within the sport. You know, they have a leg up, and I think they also have maybe the classiest commissioner in all of sports and an extremely likable guy in Adam Silver. And I don't think anybody can disagree with me there. You know how we always talk about Roger Goodell? Yeah, he's helped make the NFL owners boatloads of money, but he's very Machiavellian in his nature. And I don't think anybody would disagree. There's not a lot likable about Roger Goodell, and, you know, every time he speaks, you know, I'll say it like this. He's got a face you'd like to hit. There's no other way I could describe it. There's not much to like about the guy. You know, and Bud Selig, the outgoing, you know, now former commissioner of Major League Baseball, he was certainly a polarizing figure. You know, and then you have Adam Silver and Gary Bettman. Need I say more? I just said Gary Bettman, so that explains everything.
That's true.
Adam Silver is a well-liked, classy commissioner who is not viciously booed whenever he takes the podium in a public forum. They don't boo Adam Silver at the NBA draft the way they boo Roger Goodell at the NFL draft, the way they boo Gary Bettman at everything. You know, and he's not vilified the way some of the other commissioners around sports are. I don't know how big of an impact it is, but it is something. That, along with the great working relationship that the NBA has with its Players Association, which means they're going to avoid a work stoppage. They do a great job of uniting on all fronts when it comes to the issues of the day with their players and the league. So that, and they're light years ahead of the other major professional sports in their use of social media. So, as you said, it's a more international sport than either baseball or American football. So, as you said, with Major League Baseball having a resurgence, the NFL looking over one shoulder at them, look very quickly over the other shoulder at the NBA. I think you're exactly right. I don't know that the NBA can ever overtake both or either of these sports, but they can certainly close the margin. And as you talked about, the NFL feeling the bite of some of the issues we've talked about for a half a decade now, sooner and more severely and more quickly than we thought. And the NFL, in their reactive tradition, you know, they've done all the spin doctoring. Now it's time, with all the things we've talked about, all the whys and what fors, it's time for the NFL to react in some way and take some measures. Because if they don't, 10 years down the road, they will not own Sundays. They will not be the number one sport in North America. And they will lose a big chunk of market share. And, you know, as you talked about, you may see a whole lot of NFL owners starting to sell and get while the getting's good at the top of the market. Because there are real issues. You know, we've talked everything from the head trauma issue, which will cut it off at the grassroots, and all those former NFL tight ends and linebackers, they'll be NBA power forwards. The oversaturation and the other issues make me get sick of football and I turn it off. The resurgence of baseball, and maybe the inner city finds baseball again, and we see Americans going back to watching baseball as they take steps to tweak their game and satisfy the current United States and North American appetite for the way their sports are presented. So the next thing you know, the NFL could be in real trouble. And it looks to me like, you know, and obviously it's something worth watching. It's one small trend, and game 7, we'll see big numbers for, of course, but I think it's something to watch further going forward. And it sure looks to me like Major League Baseball has put itself in a position to very shortly be the national pastime once again. It'll never get the footing it had before the NFL took over as America's number one sport. But I think there's the opportunity there for it to eclipse football once again and have all of a sudden the NBA and the NFL neck and neck for number two.
Yep, I think that's pretty fair. And, you know, the reason why I introduced basketball into the equation, and don't forget, there's one limitation with baseball, and that's the fact that the equipment is expensive. And that's an issue for younger people. It just is. You know, I mean, if mommy and daddy want to commit to it, that's one thing. But getting involved in the sport, it's expensive to do. Basketball, you buy a ball, you play. You got a game. You don't even need another person. And, you know, that's a distinct advantage for the sport, the same way that soccer has that advantage in their sport. You got a ball, you can play. And they're exploiting that. And I think that basketball, look, there's scandal in all sports, Joe. We've talked about the domestic violence and all that kind of good stuff. Basketball has not revisited the ugly 80s. Where a lot of, you know, in the late 70s and early 80s, where everything was going wrong for the sport, and it was all drugs and violence and idiots, and they've managed to clean up the sport and keep it clean for a long time now. You know, and you take it all the way back to Larry and Irvin, and it's progressed all the way forward. They've always had that marquee star that has made the sport very attractive to not only the passionate basketball fan, but the casual fan as well. They've learned their lessons, and it's now a global sport. They're not going to go backwards. They're being very well run, as you said, by their commissioner. And you know what they're able to do at this point in time, as far as marketing, as far as globalization, as far as what they're able to do and make it attractive, not only to black audiences, but white audiences as well, is something that is making their sport grow in leaps and bounds. And I think you're seeing, and I think you'd agree with me on this, a leveling off of the sports playing field where football's coming back to earth, baseball's rising again, albeit slowly, and basketball and soccer are on astronomical growth rates. And I think it's going to continue to where everybody's getting their share, but nobody's going to have that monster share anymore.
I think that's fair. That and oversaturation all the way around and the volume of channels and different things that people can watch will always make sure that there's never an oversaturation, Bob. But again, I think you said it well. It's going to level out. Everybody's going to have their piece, but the NFL will no longer be the dominant sport in North America on television. We'll pick it up right there, roll into the college football playoff rankings next here on The Attack. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're bouncing around a lot of topics today: baseball, future of football, basketball, and everything else in between, Joe.
Well said, Bob. What do you say we roll out of the future of Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NFL based on, you know, a small sample of TV ratings, and move to the college football playoff poll? The first one, the rankings have been released. It's their first set of rankings. We'll have a total of six in all. The sixth and final one will be the one that determines which four teams go to the college football playoffs. But I think that's the place we have to start. And obviously, number one, no surprise to anybody. Numbers two and three, you could debate the order, but no surprise to anybody. The big surprise starts at number four, with Texas A&M having one loss, being number four, while undefeated Washington at 8-0, coming off a win over a ranked opponent, is number five in the rankings, followed by Ohio State, Louisville, then Wisconsin, Auburn, and Nebraska round out the top 10. The two biggest surprises for me are, number one, Washington at five instead of four. And I guess in my mind, based on everything, Louisville at seven instead of five. Those are the two biggies for me. And, you know, I understand if Washington takes care of their business and they end up running the table and going undefeated, the fact that they would be the Pac-12 conference champion and play, I guess, another one to two more teams that will end up ranked in the final college football playoff poll, that would be enough to propel them into the top four. And as we said from the get-go, a one-loss Washington team with their schedule and the issues in the Pac-12 was out of the playoffs anyway. So I guess that's not that big of a deal. The one that is the big deal is for Louisville. A lot of us, including myself, coming in, thought that they would be ranked number five in this poll, in these rankings, and they'd be in a position where if any of the top four fell, they would be in prime contention to jump on up and make a case for their inclusion in the top four. At number seven, with their best opponent left, most likely Houston, I don't know how they move up without an incredible amount of help when you consider that A&M and Ohio State are both in front of them as one-loss teams. How would Louisville, with what's left, leapfrog past either A&M or Ohio State, or for that matter, and more importantly, both of them, in order to make the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult equation to do mathematically, but I guess, you know, when you say help, it's help is losses. And that's what's going to have to happen for this Louisville team. I, like you, I was surprised by the lack of respect. And I guess they're looking at it as a one-man show. I don't think that they're paying attention. Louisville's a damn solid football team who has the eventual Heisman Trophy winner at the helm. And they're completely legitimate. You know, the loss that they had, there was no shame in that loss. And I was surprised at the respect given A&M, considering that, although they have a very good football team this year, Alabama, I don't want to say toyed with them, but you could see the significant difference in the quality of the teams between Alabama and A&M. When A&M lost, they were controlled. They don't have the quarterback play, I don't think, and I know you agree with that. You've been on that all year. And I was surprised to see them there. I figured Louisville was going to be the first one-loss team, therefore being at number five, and Washington was going to be that fourth team. I thought Ohio State was going to be right where they are at six, and then followed by Texas A&M with their one loss at seven. I was very surprised by this.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised. I don't agree with it. And, you know, I saw the interview with the chair of the committee afterwards, and, you know, I guess I get the rationale, and so I can't buy the strength of schedule being enough for A&M to be ahead of Washington, and I'm going to tell you why. I understand this committee values strength of schedule and good wins and all this other stuff. But at some point, there's two things. Number one, there's an eye test. Well, I watch all these games. Washington passes the eye test. Again, this is no knock on A&M. That's number one. Number two, sometimes beating everybody that's in front of you has to be valued, especially when you both play in major conferences and you come off a game where you went on the road and beat a ranked opponent. You know, the eye test has to account for something, and Washington's been great this year. Again, is there some controversy in their win over Utah? I would say a little bit, but I guarantee you most of the people on this committee didn't see that and are not aware that the ultimate game-winning touchdown was marred, the punt return was marred by three blocks in the back. I'm sure we're about the only people in the country aware of that.
That's exactly
not many,
right.
Very many people watch. So that said, you know, sometimes 8-0 is 8-0. You play in a power conference and you beat a ranked team in Utah in their own building, while A&M, as you said, they got dismantled by Alabama and Tuscaloosa. It's Alabama, and they do have some other good wins, but still. So I think Washington should be at 4. Ultimately, I don't think it makes much difference. If Washington were to lose a game, we both thought they were done anyway because of their schedule. So I don't think that's the biggie. But what it does is it makes Texas A&M the best of those one-loss teams that would have a chance to jump in if any of the top four ultimately falter. And to me, that's problematic from an eye test perspective. And I get why A&M is in there. When you look at the analytics of the schedule and the volume of winning teams and ranked teams that they've beaten, A&M's schedule is the best, followed by Ohio State, followed by Louisville. But again, some of that's deceiving. Florida State has had a couple of very, very tough losses, and they're better than their ranking right now and ultimately will be considered better by the end of the year. It was a heartbreaking loss to the number two team in this poll in their building in Clemson. And I understand they've had a couple of lackluster wins, the Duke win and the Virginia win, and I get some of that stuff. But if you've watched this team, the way they dismantled Florida State and some of the other brilliant things that they've done, I'm hard-pressed to put either A&M or Ohio State ahead of them. It's just my take. Take it for what it is. But the big story here is a team in Louisville that we both thought was poised to have a chance to go to the playoffs with very little help. Now the path is almost impossible for them. The path is there for A&M and perhaps Ohio State, depending on how things shake out for these two teams the rest of the way.
Look, there's still a decent amount of football to be played. You and I are aware of that. You've got conference championships. You've got a whole bunch of things that are going to weigh into the equation for a lot of these teams. But again, the surprise of it to me, when I watched it, I was just like, you got to be kidding. And it was my instant reaction. And again, look, I understand the respect factor of the conference, and I understand that perhaps they're looking at Louisville as a one-man show. But again, you talked about eye test. You look at what Washington's done. They passed the eye test in all ways, shapes, and forms, especially at the quarterback position. They still have to play the South in their conference championship. I don't think it's going to be too much of a test. They're probably going to run the table, and they'll be sitting there undefeated. Louisville, again, eye test. They're a damn good football team, Joe. This isn't a one-man show. Bobby Petrino has put a program together there. He happened to catch lightning in the bottle with his quarterback. And with that being said, I just don't see where A&M fits into that equation. Personally, I think it's going to end up taking care of itself, at least with A&M. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out with the rest of the undefeateds. Some of them have been walking on thin ice, and you know, we'll see how it plays. And let me ask you this question. A&M and Auburn matchup. Who do you take in that matchup right now? I take Auburn.
I mean, Auburn, after the two losses, has really turned it around. They've gotten the quarterback play they've needed. They run the football, and they got a damn good defense, Bob. And, you know, you had a coach in Gus Malzahn that was about to lose his job. There's no more talk of that. Same thing down in Happy Valley with Penn State. And I was shocked where they were in this poll as well. 12th, or rankings, I should say, 12th. And again, I think that's a little high for them. I get it. They have a great win against Ohio State, and they've played a strong schedule. You know, they also lost to a pretty good Pittsburgh team,
right,
who's also outside of these rankings. But look at how they got dismantled by Michigan. Again, I know, you know, there's some arbitrary things that they say. It's a different team now than it was then. I get all of that. I just think Penn State's ranked a little higher than they should be. I think it's great for the program and great notoriety for them. But I think the realities are that Penn State's a lot closer to the 20th best team in America than the 12th. That one's not that glaring because their path to the college football playoffs is impossible. It's really reserved for probably these top 11 with a lot having more likelier chances than the other. And believe it or not, at number 7, Louisville, with the way they are amongst these one-loss teams and the fact that they really don't play anybody anymore that can help them move up significantly, they're probably in one of the worst spots of all as far as actually getting to the playoffs.
Yep, couldn't agree more.
We'll talk about it with Spencer Tillman next. That, everything else in the world of college football, and as time permits, we can get to a little Houston Texans and NFL talk as he covers that beat as well. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a Blackstar 40-watt combo amp $149, or an American Audio PA for $129. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. The phones go to holders. We're joined by Spencer Tillman. Spencer Tillman from Fox Sports. Nobody knows more about college football. You've seen him all over the place, all over the years. Spencer, I remember you from all over the field in Norman, Oklahoma, when I used to watch you on Saturdays. Welcome.
Well, you were watching when they didn't have face masks then. That's what my daughter says. She thinks I'm that old. So yeah, we've been around a long time, man.
Hey, listen, me, Ron Thulin, and a camera. I mean, we used to...
Yes. The great Ron Thulin.
Yeah, I was working for KTVY at the time. It was a lot of fun.
K4 now, right? Yeah,
K4 with Linda Cavanaugh, one of my mentors. Welcome back, and it's nice to have you. College rankings are out, and Joe and I have been discussing it for a few minutes. What say you about the list and the order?
Everybody's kind of a Twitter about Texas A&M being in that position. You know, I think probably what that's about is just the image and impression of being in that division, the toughest division and the toughest conference in college football. I don't think people probably unpacked it, although that's their job as a committee, to really look at the substance of their wins, probably outside of Tennessee, which has proven to not be a very good team now. UCLA was the biggest thing they've gotten, certainly UCLA, that all guns blazing. So I just think that, you know, they've dominated by Alabama, but I still like A&M in terms of the progress that they've made. They're a good team, well-coached, great offensive and defensive coordinator, and I like Kevin Sumlin. You know, he recovered, did a tremendous job. There are a lot of people who were trying to put him on the hot seat this summer because of the rotating quarterback situation, but he did a nice recovery, got himself a great offensive coordinator, and, of course, he got Chief a couple of years ago when he came from LSU. So it was just really good to see them bounce back. I don't have any problem with them being in that spot.
Well, while it's one of those things that made some raise an eyebrow, aren't the realities of the situation, Spencer, if Washington runs the table and ends up undefeated as the Pac-12 champions, they're going to be in the top four anyway. So in some ways, this is an advantage for them. Instead of having the target on their back, they have something to shoot for. It should keep complacency from being an issue.
Absolutely. I mean, that psychology is always in play, particularly when you're dealing with the millennial cohort, which doesn't necessarily run well with a full cup of success. I think this team, Washington, might be an exception because of his coach, Chris Peterson. He's a tremendous leader. He has a great quarterback in Jake Browning that understands. He's so efficient. What he did going on the road and winning at Utah was pretty darn impressive. We called the game there a couple of weeks ago, and it's really an intimidating environment. And Whittingham is probably one of the best. I call him Urban Meyer Light. He's just more balanced than Urban is in terms of off the field and life. He's a really a quality coach. So to get that victory there, as close as it was outstanding. And, you know, I just think that they're a fantastic football team. Everybody's probably going to try to marginalize them because of the near miss that they had with Arizona, which ended up being an overtime affair. And Arizona is obviously not a very good team. It's got quarterback issues. I don't have any problem. You're right. They're going to be in a good spot, fly under the radar. They're going to be in the mix in the end if they just stay clean.
You know, you talk about Peterson, and he waited so long to make the jump from Boise, and then people questioned when he went to Washington, hey, you can't win there. Sure you can win there, especially if you're a damn good football coach. And his ability, not only as a coach, but now as a motivator, I think is going to come into play in a big-time way to try to get them into that Final Four.
No question about it. I mean, listen, the college game is very much a coach's game, and so we can see that. We see how Tom Herman pushed the correct buttons beginning of this year and ending of last year to at one point have the two most impressive victories in college football, period, having coming off a bowl win over Florida State and then beating Oklahoma, which as it turns out may not be as impressive because Oklahoma, you know, obviously fall into the University of Houston and then Ohio State, not what everybody thought that they'd be perennially overly rated, in my opinion. And they've got some work to do to the Sooners, and I can talk that way about my own folks. But, yeah, I think you're absolutely right on, and I just think it's a good situation to be in right now. I like all of the controversy and not being as settled as most people want it to be right now. I think we're in a great place right now in the college playoffs.
One of the ones that stood out for me, Spencer, was Louisville. I mean, I understand the statistical measures of it as far as strength of schedule, strength of victory, and all these other things. A&M and Ohio State rated better. But from an eye test perspective, you know, you look at how they dismantled. Again, I know it's a three-loss Florida State team, but they're damn good. You look at what they did in Death Valley against Clemson, and you just look at what they're able to do on both sides of the ball. I think from an eye test perspective, They drew short straw getting number seven, and with nobody left on their schedule that can really help them, I think their path to a college football playoff berth is almost impossible.
Yeah, I think they definitely needed to be ahead of Ohio State, that's for sure. I wouldn't have put them ahead of Washington, clearly, but maybe Texas A&M. I'm not bothered, as I mentioned before, by Texas A&M's position, but yeah, in that seventh spot, I definitely would put them ahead of Ohio State. Ohio State beating Oklahoma with a very young team exposed Oklahoma, and we've seen since that Ohio State has some youth and inexperience that really has exposed them a little bit. And so they've got some growing to do, but, you know, they're being coached by one of the best in the business. You know, Urban Meyer has a master's degree in psychology. He'll do whatever's necessary to get his team in shape. But I think you're right. Louisville deserves better. They've got the best offensive mind with the best athlete under center or in the Wildcat or whatever context you got him in. But Lamar Jackson is an absolute freak. I mean, he's a talented guy. You know, he played it close to the vest last week and had to come from behind. But just sitting, you might as well get some popcorn and just sit back and watch this guy. And again, because of the affinity for the right context, which comes from your offensive coordinator, that's the reason why I think it's going to be virtually impossible for anybody to eclipse him for the Heisman Trophy, because he's got that rare combination of not just his own athletic ability, but he also happens to be coached by, and the play caller is the best in the business, in Bobby Petrino. No matter what you think about him from a personal standpoint, morally and all that other stuff, so people are able to separate that, and I'm able to do it in this case, I think he's the best in the business.
Spencer Tillman, Fox Sports, joining us here in the Attack. And, you know, Spencer, Joe and I talk about eye test. You talked about the job of the committee and what they need to do, and I want to follow up with that with Louisville a little bit. Does personal prejudice weigh in there when it involves Bobby Petrino? Are they paying attention to the fact that maybe they're assuming this is a one-man show with Lamar Jackson? And in reality, if you're paying attention to what they're doing on the football field, you should know that it's not a one-man show. I was very surprised, and you mentioned the Ohio State and the fact that they're going through growing pains to a certain degree, if a one-loss team can be considered going through growing pains, that you know, it. I don't think they're getting the respect they deserve, and I think there's a lot of factors weighing in there, not the least of which is the committee making a wrong judgment call on the program in its entirety.
Yeah, that's possible. I tell you what, I think it's virtually impossible, and I think people are being less than authentic and truthful if they say that it doesn't have some impact on what they do. There is an internal sense of justice and fairness inside all of us, and I think it should play out in the decision-making. And does it play out, or should it play out, when you're measuring football players and all that? I don't know. I can't make that decision for every person. But in talking to people like Kirby Hokut and you know, Texas Tech, who's kind of chairing this year, the thing that was interesting when we asked him about what things are you measuring, what metrics are you measuring, it's not a moral metric, but he's measuring things like points per possession. That is a distinct byproduct of being in a conference that is full of spread teams that are scoring and shredding their defenses left and right. Well, that metric may not necessarily apply in the SEC or other conferences, certainly not in the SEC to the degree that it does in the Big 12. You've got a true round robin as they have positioned it, whether that plays into it or not. That marketing scheme obviously didn't help them a couple of years ago when both TCU, you know, got along with Baylor, got leapfrogged in that final weekend. So there's a lot of things that are amiss. And you can only have to wait until the end of the season, the final decisions have been made, to finally make an assessment about where a committee or an individual within the committee stood on a particular issue. And that's what you're left to deal with, is what they do. And I believe the core values are what you do, not what you say. So if they're left out, I think Louisville, it will be a reflection of someone having an aversion to the character of the coach. Because in terms of his ability as a play caller, and his quarterback, there is no distinction between the greatest that I've ever seen in terms of play calling than Bobby Petrino. He's simply one of the best play callers in the game ever.
We got about 4 minutes left. I want to go in another direction here. More allegations and more details on what happened down in Waco with the Baylor Bears. You spent 4 years around a college football program, and again, a lot of people who do what I do have really been harsh on Baylor, and rightfully so when you hear what's gone on. Is what's gone on at Baylor as uncommon as some on the outside looking in would believe amongst major college programs, or is that leniency on athletes even today a lot more common than we give credit to?
That's a great question, and I would answer it this way. There are pockets within our communities where when we put emphasis and focus, whether it's politicians, whether it's celebrities, whether it's people who we hold in high regard from a cultural standpoint, actors and actresses, football players in this instance, will enjoy a certain level of preferential treatment. It's really to the detriment of those individuals, though. I've always maintained that athletes and entertainers are the most susceptible people in the world of failure because they live facilitated lifestyle. What they often find out is when the cheering stops and they get out here in the real world, they don't have much respect, they don't have much use, the world that is, for their skills and their assets. And there's nothing more pathetic in my mind than to listen to a former athlete 10, 20, 30 years after they've had the zenith of their life exploited at the collegiate level, still talking about that as the essence of who they are as an individual. The college experience is about leveraging, acquiring those skills and assets that will go beyond the field. Now, what's happening at Baylor is problematic because you have this added element of religiosity or religious institution, the largest Baptist institution in the nation, and in the world, in fact, of an educational sort. That in and of itself confuses this issue even deeper. To this day, the 11 o'clock hour on Sunday is the most segregated hour in our nation. So it has problems. That's my point. When you have sexual misconduct, you have people who want to cover it up, who will not acknowledge the fact that, I don't care if it's a religious institution, we expect, because it is a quote-unquote religious institution, for it to do the correct thing. And oftentimes it's just the opposite, because they want to protect the image and the impression of what the institution should stand for. And that, in that regard, they actually want to cover up even more. There's a tendency for that to happen. So we predicted early in the year, we've had two games for Baylor this year so far, we predicted that it would get worse before it would get better. And that's exactly what's happened. This is a lame duck staff. It won't be there. There's no question about it. Jim Grove, despite how great of a coach he is and a mentor, I think when those coaches tweeted out their unified stance on a recent issue, the administration responded back in a similar kind by announcing the findings from the report, which basically sealed their fate in terms of staff standing back at that institution. That is an example of the creative tension that has always existed between academia and athletics. It's just been put on steroids at Baylor.
No question about it. But with that being said, and we've got you for one more minute.
Yep.
Should Art Briles, and we believe in redemption, but should Art Briles just disappear from the scene, or should he be allowed to coach again on a major college level?
Well, Bobby Petrino's coaching. You know, we just have to be praising him. You know, if he shows contrition, I'm not sure that I saw enough of it. I think Jimmy Sexton, his agent, did a great job with, you know, staging that and giving him an opportunity to communicate what he felt about the situation. But I think it was too new, too much to be protected, and because much litigation is continuing, he could not expose himself and truly show his heart and say what he needed to say. And it almost sounded like he was defending something, and it didn't sound like there was enough contrition because of that. So it was a tough spot for him to be in. That he's one of the best coaches in the world, but it just wasn't enough for me. As a father of four daughters, I needed more.
Spence, we appreciate the couple minutes. You know you're welcome back anytime. And you know, it's an interesting subject that I'm sure there's going to be more chapters and more layers to it. But when we have you back, we'll be talking about it some more. Thanks for coming on.
All right, guys. Take care now.
Thank you. Spencer Tillman, Bob. He was great, man. Great insight, great thoughts, honesty, refreshing. Great stuff, Bob. A great way to wrap up a hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And, you know, next up, we'll just tie a bow around what's been a great addition to the attack. Great guest, great everything. It was a home run from stem to stern. And we'll tie a bow around it next here on the attack. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 Citation List. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout, tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. Thanks to Spencer Tillman for coming on board. We really appreciate it. A fun show today, Joe. We got to cover a lot of ground, and on hump days, we can take it in all kinds of directions, but we had some specific stuff we wanted to get into, and we had a lot of fun doing it.
We sure did, Bob. Not only was it fun, thought-provoking, and, you know, that was really the other part of it. Not only did we have some fun, did we go in directions that many others that we probably wouldn't go today, and it was fun. It was also thought-provoking. We made you think about things in a way you probably wouldn't had you been listening to somebody else instead of us, and to me, that's one of my big goals. Yeah, I want to entertain you. Sometimes I want to make you laugh. But sometimes I also just want to make you think, and I want you to see things from a different perspective, and I think that's what separates us from many others that do what we do.
Well, that's always been the mission of this show anyway, going all the way back to the LIE days. We were not considered traditional sports talk. Never have been, never will be.
Well said, Bob. What do you say we get on out of here? Because the music means it's time for us to go and turn things over to some of the great air staff here at Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We want to thank Spencer Tillman. We thank Robert. We thank all of you. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there until tomorrow when we do it all again. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.